free thy land. Gone underground, on the outer fringe of freedom. And this is your host, Freer Freedom. And tonight we'll be looking at Are All Aliens Santa Claus? The Screen Religion of the Experiencers. And we'll start with what the aliens will be eating for their holiday dinner. What do the gray aliens eat? Previously, I said they absorb light through their eyes and use that for energy because I think that's how the mantis also absorb energy. And I derived this from Dr. David Jacobs' work, in which he said that they never breathe on any of the abductees while they're operating on them. So if they're not combusting, I figure they're using like electrical energy or something like that. But I more recently found out that one of Jacob's abductees actually saw them eating. And this occurred on a ship, a very large one, size of a city. And the abductee was there for like over a week. At one point, the abductee wandered off by herself and went into a room where the grays were in these tubs or coffins filled with fluid. And she asked her handler, what was that about? It said that they were sleeping and eating. When I take it back to the paradigm I'm working on, that they're a crossbreed between humans and mantis, even though I was incorrect, I mean, I might be right, they might be able to absorb light through their eyes as an energy source, but it didn't seem to me at the time that it was enough energy because the mantis itself had a very large body and it was all black and could absorb light from every surface. So it does make sense to me now that the skin of the grays being half human and half mantis, it's a combination of our two digestive systems. One digests light and the other digests food and chemicals. So it would make sense for the digestive system of a hybrid human mantid to be on the outside of the skin. There would be some correlated subfacts required. For instance, if it was on the skin, then the sweat that the aliens gave off should be digestive juices. And there actually is evidence that supports this necessary correlated subfact. And that's Daryl Sims has photographed fingerprints of the aliens that show up under ultraviolet when they touch one of the abductees. Now these fingerprints can't be washed off because they penetrate into the skin. And the skin is protein and digestive juices will digest protein. And of course, where are they getting this liquid in the tubs or coffins? Well, obviously it's the blood drained from the cattle mutilations, and also the guts are sucked out through the asshole. This prey could be put in a bath and absorbed through the skins of the grays. It explains the cattle mutilation, which is otherwise rather odd. Why do you leave all that other protein behind? Why not grab the whole cow? It's because they don't need it, because they need the liquid parts. And I also previously said that the tall whites may be eating the blood and guts from the cattle because they have no teeth. They need, you know, obviously some kind of a liquid. They can't chew. But they're very proud, and the guts are sucked out the asshole of the cow. I mean, who's going to eat something that's pulled out an asshole? It's especially not a proud people. So that didn't quite make sense. But the grays are kind of quick knockoff hybrids with a very low intelligence, so they're not even going to care that much. So all these correlated sub-facts tend to confirm the main fact that the gray aliens are essentially blood-sucking vampires through their skin. So obviously you should never, ever hug a gray. And it's a very good thing they don't have genitals. Because if you tried to fuck one, they'd melt your junk off. You're listening to Free Thy Land on KFUC Radio. That's KFUC, Quarter Militia, California. 10944 BCFM. KFUC Radio, where it's the truth that sets you free. Well, if the grays are eating cow's blood through their skin, that immediately suggests to me the idea of the Trojan shroom cow op. If you own a ranch and aliens are abducting cattle and taking all the blood and guts and leaving you with the carcass, here's what you can do. You can dust your cow turds on your pasture land with psilocybin cubense spores you can get on the internet for like $20. The mushrooms that grow from this can be fed to the cattle, and the next time the aliens try and abduct one of your cattle, they're in for a surprise, surprise. They're psychedelicized. And I don't think they'll be taking any more cattle off your ranch after that. And it also looks like you wouldn't need any DMSO in your LSD squirt gun if you were using it against aliens, because their skin is just going to suck up that acid immediately. I also think that they're vulnerable to ultraviolet B radiation, but because they kill even batteries in their proximity, you can't really get to them with light weapons, but what are they going to do about an LSD squirt gun? Not a lot. According to Bob Lazar, in 1979, when the military tried to fight against the gray aliens, they used their telepathic powers to get the soldiers to turn their guns and blow their own brains out. Well, if you've got an LSD squirt gun and they can make you blow your own brains out with LSD, I mean, been there, done that. They're going to make my day either way. And by the way, where is my Second Amendment right to an LSD squirt gun? I can't even use it on the battlefield. I don't want to hurt anybody. I just want to change their mind about shooting me. Dang nabbit. I have a Second Amendment right to possess a LSD squirt gun at any time of the day or night. It's guaranteed also under the Fifth Amendment as a militia, under the First Amendment as my religion, and under the Ninth and Tenth Amendments in the fact that the government was never given power to regulate consciousness. Fuck the pigs, 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 fuck the pigs. This public service announcement has been brought to you by the Fuck the Pigs Project. So watch out you don't get digested by an alien and the next time you have a close encounter. This may also explain why the small babies are harvested early from the Earth mothers and raised in tubes on board the ship. If they were left any longer in the woman's womb, they might start digesting her from the inside. So we can add cattle rustling to the crimes of these all good aliens. Now, most people don't know about how they eat, and it's only suspected that they're behind the cattle mutilations. But everyone knows, and for a long time, that the aliens have been sticking giant needles into women to get their eggs. This goes all the way back to Betty and Barney Hill. Nadine Lalich has suffered from it, and Nancy Tremaine had it done to her when she was 12 years old. And yet, we continually hear that all aliens are good.
Bugs, bugs.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
Bugs, bugs.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
Recently reported in really, really fake news, Officer Elmer Fudd brought down a UFO by firing both barrels of his waveguide shotgun at it. Upon boarding the craft, police caught the mantid and its gray underlings red-handed in the act of inserting a foot-long needle into a 12-year-old minor girl. Police also arrested a 24-year-old experiencer woman who was caught breastfeeding two of the infants that were later bred in the future from the eggs extracted by the assault. However, since the assault was stopped in progress, the babies shimmered and disappeared in thin air. Upon questioning, the woman was found to actually be the 12-year-old herself from an alternative dimension. The police slapped her on the wrist and released her on her own reconnaissance to her own timeline. The flying saucer itself has been cordoned off since it is also expected to shimmer and disappear, since the mantis it is expected to die in the spinosad gas chamber. While the mantid was being handcuffed, one of its arms fell off and had to be duct taped back onto its shoulder. The mantid is being held in protective custody until trial, to prevent the mantid from being beaten into a buggy pulp by the other prisoners, whom although have lower morals than the average American, at least recognize that sticking a foot-long needle into a 12-year-old girl is creepy bad.
Bugs! Bugs!
What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
Bugs, bugs.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
And yet I keep hearing that all aliens are good. The evidence doesn't support it, but people keep saying that, and it sounds like a religious belief, doesn't it? God is all good. Aliens are all good. All aliens are Santa Claus. And if a few elves lose their lives when Santa crashes his sleigh to sucker the saps in the U.S. military into building him a new sleigh and reverse engineer his reindeer, well, that's all good too. Because beyond the strictly from commercial aspects that a Steven Spielberg or Disney view of the phenomena is going to be more profitable than the bloody Tarantino version of the phenomena that you get here on Free Thy Land, there is also a screen religion pushed telepathically by the mantids as a way to cover what they're doing. They begin by deleting the memories of their abductees. If that doesn't work, they have screen memories where people will say, see a 4-foot owl humping their windshield as they drive through the desert alone at night. In addition, there appears to be a screen religion to keep people compliant with the manted abduction of our civilization. You're listening to Free Thy Land on KFUC Radio. That's KFUC, Quarter Militia, California. 10944 BCFM. KFUC Radio, where it's the truth that sets you free. The federal government has a HB1 visa program that allows foreigners to work in America in industries that need their skills. Now, this is commonly used to deprive American computer programmers of a job or to lower their salaries, but there's plenty of programmers in America. What we need are Cuban dentists. Yes, we need an HB1 program for Cuban dentists. In California, the poor can get free dental care, but there's usually an extremely long wait to have your cavities worked on, and by the time you get them worked on, they may have turned into root canals, which are not covered in California. So you're going to see, or you do see, a whole lot of homeless people walking around with missing teeth. So please, write your congressman today and ask him to approve Cuban dentists' HB1 visas and help keep America beautiful. In addition to cattle rustling, kidnapping, rape, and torture, I know from my militia work that the aliens are also involved in intelligence and terrorism and wars around the world. In fact, that's why we use Northwoods, where the U.S. military kills some American citizens to make it look like another country did it so that we can go to war with them, essentially a sacrifice of your own citizens. This is probably alien-inspired because they are fundamentally evil as a condition of their time travel through the dimensions. And it is also obvious to me that the war with North Korea was critical for the aliens to have, because Siberia will be strategically important in the future timelines due to global warming. It will be a breadbasket for the area. China will want to take it over. We lost our footing in that part of Armageddon when we didn't get into North Korea. And there would have been a large number of people who died in North Korea. This all didn't happen in December 2017. The military didn't get their Northwoods. And the aliens didn't get the ships that war would have produced. So now the military is on the plan B in the time war for the aliens, with the New York Times articles that also came out at that point. In addition, the aliens did not get the large number of deaths. Probably millions would have died in North and South Korea. So the military had to make up for that with COVID deaths. Now, this idea is confirmed by Dave Schrader, who put up a joke site that said that COVID was a way to prevent alien invasion so they wouldn't get sick. And leakers from the military told him that they knew he was just joking, but he didn't realize how close he came to the truth. Since at Free the Land, we know these other facts about the timeline not taken, and that aliens are using human sacrifice. Therefore, there's a motivation to use COVID to meet the quota of deaths that the military must meet for its alien masters.
need to exercise strict control over this.
And don't forget to take green tea extract with your zinc in the early stages of fighting COVID in order to get the zinc into the cells where it can fight the COVID. Now, they've recently found with people who were so sick from COVID, they were beyond the ventilator stage. They had to take the blood completely out of their body, oxygenate it, and then put it back in. One of these people needed some N-acetylcysteine to raise their glutathione levels, and they noticed that it also lowered the COVID symptoms. This was 600 milligrams into the vein every 12 hours. So they decided to try it on 9 other people that were also in the very far gone stage of COVID. Very few people survive when you get past the ventilators, I imagine. And all of these people survived. 8 went home and 2 were still in the hospital from the YouTube video I saw. So N-acetylcysteine raises your glutathione levels. It works best with naringenin from grapefruit, possibly, the peel, and magnesium, sulfur, selenium, and other minerals. And you also need to take a lot of vitamin C when you take N-acetylcysteine. I take about 1,200 milligrams. I also take some B6, about 100 milligrams before, to block my body from breaking down glycine and instead using lactic acid to make sugars when I'm fasting. And I will get a great deal of energy from the N-acetylcysteine pumping up my glutathione if I also have the naringenin, which opens potassium channels in your mitochondria. I take at least a gram of vitamin C every hour with plenty of water, and maybe even more if I'm exercising, which also is a critical part of it to get the mitochondria burning. Schizandra and marijuana CBD will also raise your glutathione levels. After 6 hours, the effect is over, and I take some glycine or TMG to clear any homocysteine that's built up. The all aliens are Santa Claus religion that the mantids have instilled in the abductees may just be a practical means of control when they're away from the proximity of the hybrid who can control them absolutely telepathically. But then again, the cattle that are killed for the blood, Chuck Sikorsky has found that they point the heads of the cattle east. That sounds like some kind of a religious ritual observation. And yet the mantids seem like computers. I have just come up with a scenario that's unconfirmed, that the mantids, because they're slave-like in their behavior, may be prisons for the ghosts of the tall white black magicians. It's well known that ghosts can screw up electromagnetic devices, and it's feasible that a ghost could take over a robot. And the most likely scenario to explain the tall white behavior is that they are from Mars, and Mars was also seeded like the Earth and had its genetics manipulated. The tall whites seem to have more mantis in them than we do. And it's been going on with them for probably millions of years before it happened here. So the tall whites are also a product or crop, and we can look at how they are to determine the motivations of the ones in charge, who would be the Draco lizards. They appear to be breeding both the tall whites and us for intelligence, psychic ability, anger, and narcissism. These traits would naturally lead one into black magic. So the Dracos are reaping the ghosts or souls of the Tall Whites and us to inhabit the computerized robots that are part biological that are used to bootstrap the whole operation and create us in the first place. This is the standard technique I keep seeing over and over, where you are somehow brought in to oppress yourself for the alien benefit. Again, it's like a sacrifice. You willingly get into black magic, damn your soul, which then is imprisoned into the robot mantids who act like babysitters and breed up the black magician races. And as usual, the solution is to turn the tables, be a revolutionary. Instead of lusting after money, power, and fame, pray for freedom for all with feeling, and pray that others are healed and sacrifice money to save lives, because we are being bred for magic, so you can choose good magic rather than the evil magic that society is continually trying to entice you to do. Who will save the children from being abducted by the gray aliens? The government won't save them. It's either made a deal, been subjugated, or is more concerned about the UFOs flying over nuclear installations than protecting the citizens of America. The UFO community will do little. A large proportion feel that abductions are a positive thing. The few who are fighting against it have no tactics to use other than collecting information and holding support groups for the abductees. Business will do nothing since there is no profit in it. The right will do nothing since they voted for a president who stole children from their parents and trafficked them across the country in ice dungeons where they were fed toilet water. So that only leaves the activists on the left. Those who are already taking psilocybin, good alien neighbors who are also afflicted by the mantoids and can offer metaphysical help, and people like you, the listener, who has heard what is really going on. Will you do something to protect our children? And on that day, a Milankovitch cocktail was thrown by the sun upon the Arctic methane, and behold, there did arise a great flaming donut from sea to shining sea, and it did lift up the land by classified technology, and the poles that were four were then again two, to the woe of the world.